Hello.
Hi, my name is Latasha, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes, ma'am.
I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I'm trying to file a claim. I'm trying to file a claim.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist you filing this claim. The first thing I would need from you is your full social.
It's good. You ready? It's gonna be 417-45-0270.
What's your first and last name for the record?
Jamel. It's gonna be JAMMELL. And it's gonna be Harris Felder. It's Harris is first, and it's got a hyphen, and then it's Felder.
Okay, what's your birthday?
09/29/1995.
Your mother's maiden name and your driver's license.
Gonna be Allie Felder. And you need a driver license number. Grab that real quick. All right, it's gonna be 102, 164,
Okay.
57.
Okay. Okay, give me just a second because it's telling me to reopen your claim.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Now, do you understand fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
You understand knowing making false statements or falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment compensation?
Ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed unemployment compensation?
Yes, I had a job recently.
Was
I'm
this
trying to
the
file
same
for that job.
employer that you worked for last time that you filed
No,
for
ma'am.
unemployment? Okay.
No, ma'am. It's a
And
new
when was,
employer.
okay, when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked, or are you talking about the day I got fired?
The
The
last,
day I got fired was on the 3rd of this month.
July the 3rd was the last day you worked.
That was the last day that I had no, I didn't. I was off that day, but that was like the last day I was supposed to go to work.
Okay, what was the last day you went to work?
Probably like the first.
July the 1st.
Yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Oh, no, I ain't work for no government.
Were you an active duty military?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation that needs to file a TAA benefit or a TRA certification?
I don't think so.
Have you worked under a different name or different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
What's a good telephone number for you?
For me, 251-222-2086.
And you told me your birthday, let me repeat, 9/29 or 9/5?
Ma'am?
Yeah, September the 29th of 95.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said Felder was your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
And you, what stage is your driver's license?
You need to repeat the number?
No, what state?
Oh, Alabama.
Thank you. What's your race?
Black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
What's your gender?
Male.
Your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade of education you received?
High school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
What's your address?
11750.
Mm-hmm.
Conquistador. You need me to spell it?
Yes, please.
I get a hard time spelling that shit, but I ain't gonna lie. Let me go to my license real quick. It's on now.
Okay.
All right, it's C-O-N Q-U-I-S-T-A-D-O-R.
Okay.
Now,
what city, state, and zip code?
Grand Bay, Alabama. 36541.
Thank you. Do you see mail there?
Yeah, that's my address.
Okay. Now, what was your occupation at work?
I worked at Taco Bell.
And was you the prep cook or?
I was a shift manager.
Okay, you was a shift manager?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you seeking work in that same field of management?
Am I seeking the same work?
Yes, as management.
Oh, no. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I try to get my CDLs. I'm tired of that shit. I gotta move on.
Do you have experience in CDLs?
No, I'm finna try to go to school. I'm gonna try to enroll in somebody's school.
Okay. That was gonna be one of my next questions. Are you in a union?
No, ma'am.
You said you, are you already registered?
No, I'm not. I'm finna go try to go get registered.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite day to come back to work?
Nope.
Okay, let us know when you actually get registered for school, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will.
Now, are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation to trade right now?
Yeah, I'm free. I'm trying to find another job.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah, I'm available.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Ma'am?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, I'm able to go to work.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to the job?
Like at least about 2 or 3. I ain't trying to go too far out of my zone.
About 10 miles at the most?
Probably about 5. I ain't trying to go too far. I ain't trying to, like, go to field. I ain't trying to go to Mobile. You know, I live, like, 20, 30 minutes away from there.
Okay. What is the lowest wage that you're willing to accept?
Like, 15.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for business, own a business, or work for yourself?
What do you mean?
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, like, far as, like, owning, you know, like you do side contract work?
No.
Okay. Are you currently have a real estate license, or do you work on commission base?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for workman's compensation due to work-related injury recently?
Okay.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer? Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with the employer that was not military, federal government, between April 1st of last year or March the 31st of this year?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal taxes?
No, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into checking or savings or a prepaid benefit card. Now, the prepaid benefit card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your proof of payment. Now, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, but what would you prefer?
I already got a card. I still have one that they had sent me.
Okay.
Last year, and I think it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
It's probably still in my file.
Okay. Now, what's your, you said you were working at Taco Bell?
Yeah, it was, I worked for BMG. Taco Bell.
But the BMG is the one that paid you?
BMG is the people who paid me. I can, give you their information if you need it.
Yeah,
but you can put it down as Taco Bell, but B&G owns the company.
BMG LLC or?
Hold on, I'm going to look real quick.
Thanks.
I get your information real fast. Recent activity. All right. Yeah, it was, it says B&G Food Enter.
Food. Hold on. B&G. And then you said food.
Yeah, B&G Food Enter. I'm not sure if that's the name of the company. I know it's B&G, though.
And that's what's on your paycheck?
That's who's paying me, yeah.
Hold on, let me research this.
But it was Taco Bell I was working at. Yeah, that's it. That's the name of the company.
Okay. BMG Foods. It ain't no LLC or INC on there.
I don't see it, but I will go check real quick. Let me go to their website. BMG.
Are you looking at your price?
Oh, yeah. It's BMG Food Enterprises LLC. Yeah, you're right.
Let me just a second.
Yes, ma'am.
How long you work for them?
Just I had it pulled up too. Let's see, let me go back to it. I'm going back. Since April 15th.
This year?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you said July the 1st?
My last day officially was on June 3rd. I was going to go to work that day.
Not June.
Oh, no, July 3rd, my bad.
Now, someone listening in on this conversation, did you get permission to listen in? Because we got a lot of your personal.
That's my wife. I'm laying in the bed.
I got you. You know, but I got just, you know, for the
record. Yeah, I understand. I understand. Last you did say something, I would be wrong right there. I would say June, man.
Give me just a second.
Very good. Yeah, let me that charger. I ain't never plugged on the base.
Give me just a second. I gotta do some research. I'll be right back. While I'm waiting, can you pull up the telephone number while I'm doing the research?
Which one? You need my boss's number or you want the store number?
The store number. Can you pull that up while I'm researching your information?
I already got it. I pulled it up already.
Thank you.
I was just going to give you the GM's number. They probably ain't going to answer the store phone.
Whichever one you think is best. But just give me a minute. Was they under anything else that you may have know of?
Oh, you can't find it?
Yeah, I'm just we always ask that question.
Oh, nah, they're under BNG. It was BNG.
Okay.
I ain't looked online and everything. But let me see.
You said
BNG. BNG Yeah, B in the at sign for at end. You know, like B and G.
Okay.
And then it's like Food Enterprises, and then it says LLC.
Okay.
So I have found that on Google.
Yes, thank you. As I said, just sometimes it takes a minute.
That's good. And no rush. Let me see. You can try on. I found some more information. If that's not, if B and G's not popping up.
What was the other one information you found?
It says I had looked up who is B and G owned by, and it says Navico, but I ain't never seen that.
Navico, spell that for me.
It says N. A B I C O.
N D. I'm sorry, one more time.
N A B.
Mm-hmm.
I C O.
Okay, hold on. Thank you.
Oh.
Yes, one moment. It's just being slow now. It pulled it up. It's just being slow trying to get it to your account.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to log into my portal?
Mm-hmm. Put it on the application. It's being slow.
I got you.
They do that. I don't know why.
Yeah. I was trying to get this deal last week. I had ran out of time with the holidays being right there.
What's the best phone number to call somebody you said to be reached? What's the best number?
Oh, I'm going to give you my mama's number.
No, I'm talking about at work.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give you my boss's number then. It's going to be 228.
Mm-hmm.
623.
Mm-hmm.
4700.
And what city was you working in?
I was working in Grand Bay, Alabama. The same place as for my license.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for them?
Okay, so they had fired me before I came to work. They said that the reason for it was for a prior write-up saying that I wasn't wearing the right clothes to work, but I was wearing the right clothes. I think they just fired me to downsize.
So, but basically, from their point of view, you was violation of the policy.
She told me that I just wasn't. She said that I closed the store down early, but and I didn't close the store down early because I was washing dishes, so I wasn't even up to talk to the customers. And whenever she woke me up, she only woke me up one time. That's why when she fired me, I was like, I don't understand. You fired me for one write up. It's crazy.
Okay. Now, what was the lady name that discharged you?
Nakia. Nakia Ward.
Hey, Miss Ward.
Ma'am?
Miss Ward.
Yeah, Nakia Ward. WARD.
Okay. Gotcha. Because you said they told you you supposed to close the store down early, but you didn't.
Well, that's what they said. I closed the store down early, but due to my other managers doing that, I got in trouble.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem?
Ma'am?
What did you do to try to resolve the problem?
No, I just signed the write-up. That's what we're supposed to do. I can't do anything about them writing us up. They said we're
no.
supposed to get 3 write-ups and get fired.
Okay.
Or get fired. And I've only been written up once, so I don't understand what she meant.
Now, did you didn't commit the act your employer alleges that you closed the store early, is that correct? And you was wearing the proper attire, correct?
The attire,
mm-hmm.
She said that it was about the pants, so that's mainly what she fired me for.
Okay. Now, was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Oh, for the attire?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they had gave me a warning, but my truck was broke down, so I didn't have any money to go buy pants.
Okay.
So I was trying to get my transportation and stuff done at
okay.
the time when she had gave me the warning about my pants.
Now
and she said I was good. She said I was good to wait until I got my paycheck, but they fired me right before we got paid.
Now, have you applied, have you received, or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. There's none of that going on.
Have you applied for a pension or received a pension?
No, ma'am. I don't think they give out pensions.
Now, are you certified that your answers are true and accurate, that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits, and we have matched your earnings to obtain unemployment benefits?
Yes.
Now, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? I have 180 Savannah Lane, 3021 30th Avenue North, 5225 7th Court South, 6218 Rainbow Down Lane, or none of the above?
Rainbow Down Lane.
Which of the following colleges have you ever attended? What city did you attend college? Harrisburg, New York, Parksville, Stanford, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association with you? I have Mobile, Hoover, Huntsville, Decatur.
Is that a telephone number?
Current cities have a current former association with. Okay. Do you certify under the internet insurance claim that you're filing for unemployment today?
Ma'am?
Are you filing unemployment today?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you certify under the penalty and perjury that you is the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the handbook?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Normally, it takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting your unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Your unemployment claim... We just
finished...
Is it
3 weeks?
Yes, it could take up to 3 weeks. Now, your unemployment claim we just finished also registered you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition,
so
you must
keep putting applications in.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Now, in addition, you must either visit a local Alabama Career Center or log on to their website and put your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of benefits. The information booklet, again, is the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Information containing determinants on instruction regarding your eligibility and how to file your weekly required certification. Failure to do so may result in interruption of your benefits. Now, the process you just completed when filing unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to follow instructions when filing your certification could cause you to lose your benefits, you know, if you don't do as instructed. Now, your unemployment claim is calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online through your claimant portal by clicking File Weekly Certification button or by telephone. Now, the telephone number is 1-800-752.
I was going to do it from the portal.
Okay, but you can hit File Weekly Certification. But just in case you can't get in the portal, it's 1-800-752-7389. Now, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday starting at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
So you're saying I can call it in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now your certifications cannot only made Sunday through Friday, starting at 12:01 a.m. So on Sunday and end at 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications can't be done on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN, which is 7095.
You said 1795?
No, 7095.
7095.
Now, the additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Now, if you do not recognize one of the listed employers or realize your employer is missing from the list we're going to provide, please call this number back, which is that 1-866-234-5382 number you called as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all of the information will be sent to you by mail.
Okay.
Now,
so
the exemption to
your
work search.
The job that I had You're saying the job that I had gave you, like the BNG stuff, is going to be on there for you to file?
Yeah. Now, if it's not on there, let's say you was doing the application, you didn't see it, and you stopped to call us.
Yeah.
Like you did, it should be appearing on there once when you get off the phone.
Okay. Okay.
Now, the exception to your work search requirements are made for the following. Since you're is an active union member, a submission of proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants that attend direct approval training, a letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, please call our inquiry department. Now, their telephone number is 1-800-361-4524. Now, they're open Sunday through Thursday. They start at 5 p.m. if you have any questions about your account. Now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter, okay?
Okay.
Now, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You may not list the same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contact them but later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work searches or contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center system. So make sure you do 3 applications a week.
Yeah, I've been
put it into the system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I already been going crazy with apps.
Okay. So now I'm going to give you what we call a transaction number, which is nothing but an application number, just in case something happened with your application and you can't get it to do right.
Okay.
It is 489.
Mm-hmm.
608. 508? Mm-hmm. 505.
Gotcha.
So starting this Sunday again, you'll be good to go. You just need to do your weekly certification, okay?
Okay, so I don't have to file for last week. I need to file for this week.
That is correct.
I got you. You said by Friday and Sunday, right?
Yes.
Or do I do it on Friday?
I would just pick a day during the week. I wouldn't wait till Friday because, you know, let's say
a whole bunch
of people.
Oh, so I can do it before Friday.
Yeah, you can do it before Friday. But Friday is the last day of the week that you can totally do it.
I got you. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now for it. But then the next week.
You
got
to wait till the 14th. You can't do anything till the 14th.
I got you. Just making sure.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist y'all with?
No, ma'am. That'll be it. I'm going to go and make sure I send it, do it on the 14th.
All right. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And please enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.